The Parker Shotgun. The Christmas holidays had come and gone, and the new year was underway. January, in California, is as good as it gets. Cool, clear, and green, with a sky the color of wisteria and a surf that thunders like a volley of gunfire in a distant field. My name is Kinsey Milhone. I'm a private investigator, licensed, bonded, insured, white, female, age 32, unmarried, and physically fit. That Monday morning, I was sitting in my office with my feet up, wondering what life would bring, when a woman walked in and tossed a photograph on my desk. My introduction to the Parker shotgun began with a graphic view of its apparent effect when fired at a formerly nice-looking man at close range. His face was still largely intact, but he had no use now for a pocket comb. With effort, I kept my expression neutral as I glanced up at her. "Somebody killed my husband." "I can see that," I said. She snatched the picture back and stared at it as though she might have missed some telling detail. Her face suffused with pink, and she blinked back tears. "Jesus, Red was killed 5 months ago, and the cops have done shit. I'm so sick of getting the runaround I could scream." She sat down abruptly and pressed a hand to her mouth, trying to compose herself. She was in her late 20s with a gaudy prettiness. Her hair was an odd shade of brown, like cherry coke, worn shoulder length and straight. Her eyes were large, a lush mink brown. Her mouth was full. Her complexion was all warm tones, tanned and clear. She didn't seem to be wearing makeup, but she was still as vivid as a magazine illustration, a good four-color run on slick paper. She was 7 months pregnant by the look of her, not voluminous yet, but rotund. When she was calmer, she identified herself as Lisa Osterling. "That's a crime lab photo. How'd you come by it?" I said when the preliminaries were disposed of. She fumbled in her handbag for a tissue and blew her nose. "I have my little ways."